Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jenny Kazan is here. Jenny is president of Community Ventures, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and local economies, community economies. She's the author of a new book called Raise Capital on Your Own Terms. She's also an attorney, so she knows the legal part of all this, and she's our new friend, Jenny Kazan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So let's talk about raising capital. This is a topic that I've spent many hundreds, thousands of hours in the last 20 years talking about, all the different ways, all the different perspectives, all the different approaches. And of course, my default position is the best capital comes from a customer. If you can find customers to capitalize your business, it doesn't get any better than that. What do you think?
I think that's true, but I also think a lot of entrepreneurs fall into the trap of working really hard to try to get enough customers to cover their costs, and that can be a vicious circle, because if you just don't have the time to do everything yourself and you don't have the resources to get the help you need, it can actually destroy your business. So, yes, if you can get the customers you need to cover your costs, great. But I think
I'm just talking about through business, through buying your stuff. But the problem with that is most of us can't make enough profit, enough net profit to fund the growth. You know, if we need to grow at 10%,
exactly,
most of us can't put 10% on the bottom line every year. So that's the reason why we have to augment it with either investors or with debt. But the reason I point that out is because it troubles me, Jenny, and I want to know what you think about this. It troubles me when I hear entrepreneurs have an idea, they start a company or they want to start a company, and before they even know if the dogs will eat the dog food, they're out there looking for capital. They're trying to get funding, as they call it. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. I think you definitely want to have some proof that what you're offering is something people want. And you also want to really understand how your business is going to work. You have to, you know how am I actually going to be making money? What are my expenses going to be before you go out and start raising money?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you do, I think most investors will ask you, do people bite? Will people bite? Will they eat your hamburger? Will they drink your soda? Won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you want to know that for yourself, too, because
right,
raising money, you know, takes a lot of time and energy, and so you want to be pretty confident about that you have a good idea, at a minimum, before you start going into raising money.
Before you start raising money, before you go ask other people for their money, shouldn't you always also ask yourself, what do I want to be doing with this business 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now? Isn't that important? Because an investor's motivation and expectations and exit strategy is not going to be the same as yours. What do you think?
Absolutely. I could not agree more. That's a big part of the message of my book, is you have to be really clear on your goals for your business, because there are so many businesses that have raised money and the money came in and it completely changed what the business was all about. The investors became the boss of the business. Sometimes the founders have even gotten fired from their own business,
right,
or were pushed to do things they didn't want to
do.
I've seen that many times. I completely agree.
I've seen that happen many times. You actually lose your baby, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. Or even worse, you keep your baby, but your life becomes miserable because
right,
your investors are pushing you to grow faster than you feel comfortable with, or do things
mm-hmm.
to, you know, make sure they get paid ahead of any other values that you may have.
Well, that, as you say, that's what your book is designed to help people stay out of those traps, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. because there are so many investors out there that are willing to support you on your terms. So if you get really clear on what you want and you design your capital raising strategy in a way that supports that, then you can go out and find investors that are in alignment. So you're not just raising money and then worrying about what it, you know, what the implications are of that later when it's too late.
Right. No, exactly. What are some of those examples?
Well, what you want to do is really think about, how do I want my investors to make money? So there's a couple of strategies that are much more well known in when you kind of research how to raise money. One is obviously raising money from a lender, like a bank or mm-hmm. some kind of small business lender. And that can be really tough because they have really, they're really strict about how quickly you pay back. And if you're a day late, you're in default, and they probably are going to want a personal guarantee. So is that going to work for you? Probably not. Then there's this other model called the venture capital model, where
stop for a minute, Jenny.
Sure.
I want to land on that bank thing for a minute and then we can talk about the venture capital in the next segment. The truth is, the bank option is the primary option for the vast majority of small businesses. And in my opinion, if you can grow your business through debt successfully, meaning pay it back, that's the best way, because when you pay a bank off, they're out of your lives and you get to keep whatever's left. The problem is bank, if you're really scaling, if you're the classic entrepreneur that we think about it, and you're really scaling your business so very fast over a 5 or 10 year period, banks typically can't fund it that fast. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, what I think is that a bank loan can be hard. One, because they're really hard to get right now for a small business. They're looking for a business that's already been operating for a while and profitable.
It's hard to get a startup loan at a bank. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and not only that, the terms can be onerous for a small business. Sometimes you just don't have the cash flow to pay on their terms, and they will often want a personal guarantee.
Let me correct you on that one, Jenny. They always want a personal guarantee. Hold on to that thought. Hey, Jenny, you got a website for the book?
Go to JennyKasten.com, and you can download some free chapters.
JennyKasten.com. The book is called Raise Capital on Your Terms.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.